Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We're actually on Nun Hey. We're quite a little bit down. We finished all the Agadot yesterday, so now we're up to the two dots where it says Tanur Rabbanan. And today's shir is learned Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Shaul Pinchas. It's sponsored by Brachin and Kenny Orensburg. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan. Ketad Ma'abrin Es Ha'arim. How do you make the city pregnant? What that means is, how does it come about? How does it happen that you add space to a city? Right? We said if a city has things jutting out, whatever, but we draw a line around the jutting out portions to include them. So how does that exactly work? So here we go. The Mishnah is going to say a lot of things that many of them are pashut, and the Gemara is going to say, "What? Well, this is pashut, pshita." For example, Ketad Ma'abin Esam Arucha Kemol Shehi. If it's a square or a rectangle, a square, you leave it. That's pashut, no? Nothing to touch. Agula, if it's a round city, Osinla, Agula Osinla Zavios. Make it corners. In other words, make a square around it. We're going to learn tomorrow. You don't make one square. Machlok is how many squares you make. Not so simple. You don't just make one little square around it. But, because the Brisa says, you make one square. Mirubas, if it's already a square, ain't osin la zavios. Don't make corners. It's already a square. That's also pashut. Haisa rechava mitzad echad v'ketzar mitzad acher. If it's wide on one end and narrow on another end, like a funnel almost, right? If it's like a funnel, you view it as if it's not a funnel. In other words, you square it off. It's not going to be a square. It's really going to be like a rectangle. That's okay. Right? If one house juts out like a tower, or two houses jut out like two towers. What do you do? You make the edge of the city the end of that house. Umodeid mimenu ulahal and alpayim ama, and that's where the 2,000 amas begin. Even though there's a city of 100 people, and only one person lives over there, outside the city, one person. All 99 other people get the benefit of that guy's house, and the 2,000 amas begin from the edge of that guy's house. Even though he's really, we would say, michutz lamachana. Okay. Okay, now this is the whole day is about this case. Haisa asuya kemin keshes. If the city looked like a bow, a C, a letter C, right? A bow. Gemara calls it a keshes. It looks like a bow. Now here's the story. O kemin gam, gamma, which is like an L, right? Rashi doesn't call it an L. Rashi calls it a final chaf, right? Final chaf, which is the same thing, same shape. Rowan also, in both cases, in the case of the keshet and in the case of the L, there's empty space. Right? In the case of the L, it's the whole empty space in there. And in the case of the keshet, there's, if you take a bow, a rainbow, or whatever the keshet, and you draw a line across the edge of the opening, there's empty space there. So what you do is, Rowan also ki'ili himalei abatim v'chateros, you view it as if it's full of houses, umodid din mimena ulahan alpayim ama. And the 2,000 amas begin from there. From the fake pretend houses. Okay? You got all that? We're going to spend the whole time now on the case of the bow. That's to give me the most of the daf.
You don't screw up the bow, though.
What?
How do you square it off? It's a good question. Why are you squaring this one if you're not squaring this one?
Isn't it obvious that if it's a arucha, you leave it? What are you telling me? If it's arucha, leave it. No. Lo tzricha da ik arucha v'katina. No, the chiddush is it's a rectangle. Maldatem, I would have thought Lithin Lapusya Arucha. I would think it has to be a square. Kamash Malan. Doesn't have to be a square. It just has to be four equal sides. Four sides. It could be a rectangle. It doesn't have to be a square. Okay? That's the chiddush of that one. Next. Mirubas Otsin La Zavios. Mirubas ain't Otsin La Zavios. If it's already a square, you don't make it into a square. So pshita, that's obvious. Now lo tzvicha de miraba, it's a square, but velo mirba birbua ulam. But it doesn't have the, it's not lined up with the four directions of the world, which most cities are not. Mao de tema, I would have thought liriba, you make it a square, birbua ulam, that it should line up with the directions of the world. So that the square, the imaginary square, the new square, is completely aligned north, south, east, west. I would have thought that. Kamashwa, you don't have to do that.
Why would you think that?
It's a good question. Why do you think that? It's a good, very good question. The Rishonim asked that question. Why would I think that? I'll tell you who asked that question. The Rashba asked that question.
There's not a city world that probably was going.
Right, so the Rashba answers because the whole idea of squaring off cities was learned from the Ari Levium. Did we learn that yet?
Yeah.
We learned that already. Right. Yeah. The whole makar is from the cities of the Levium, and the Rashba says, the Rashba says that cities of Levium, all of them were lined up like that.
Not possible.
That's what he says. Oseik medida Levium levitzda de olam.
The old cities were all built by landmark.
Right. I'm just... Okay. Now, Echad Yotev Kimin Pogeb, O Shnei Batim Yotzin Kimin Shnei Pagumin. If one house jutted out, or two houses jutted out, Sigma says, 1 second. Hashta, Bayez Echad Amarta. If one house is... So Shnei Bayez Batim Yibaya, why are the two houses for? In other words, why does the bride have to tell me extra things? Obvious. Lo tzricha mishtei ruchos. No. The chiddush is that even if this is on two different sides, on the north there was a house that stuck out, on the south there was a house that stuck out. So you can include both houses, you're giving extra space to people. Exactly. Mazatema miruach echad amrinan mishtei ruchos lo amrinan kamash malan from both sides. We'll even say from both sides. Okay? Now, haisa asuya kimin keshes. If it looked like a rainbow, O kimin gam, or like a letter L. Rono so kilu himalaya button vechaterus, umodeid mimenu ulahalan al payamama. Okay? Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna comes along and says, wait a minute. This thing with the cat, it's true, but we're gonna whittle it down. There's not such a broad heter whenever you think this applies, it applies. Ir ha'asuyi kikeshes. If the city looks like a bow, Im yesh shnei rosheha pachos me'arbaz alafim ama modedin la min ha-heter. Modedin la min ha-yeser. What does that mean? If the distance between, if the open area, if you draw a line from the end of one house to the end of the other house, in other words, the last point of one side of the bow to the last point of the other, if that open space is less than 4,000 amos, then what the Brisa said is true. Then we'll pretend the whole area is filled up and the 2,000 amos begin at the end of the bow. Only if they're less than 4,000 amos. Okay, we'll see 1 second, right? Right. That's, you hear what he's saying? That's Rav Huna qual. The Brisa didn't make any rule like that. The Brisa just said, you pretend it's all full of houses. Says Rav Huna, it's only if it's less than 4,000 amos. It's only if that. The imlav, if not, modedin la min hakeshes. The imlav modedin la min hakeshes. If not, the 2,000 amos begin at the keshes. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Rashi is pachos midalat amos. Okay, Rashi's going to explain. Mati, you look confused. Why should that be? So Rashi will explain. It's the Rashi of Pachos Midalat Amos, Pachos Midalat Alpayim. It's in that big section here. halfway down. Shetchum rosha zeh nivla besoch tchum rosha ha'acher. Because if it's less than 4,000, it's really one tchum. As long as the open space is less than 4,000, it's really one tchum. Why? Because if it's less than 4,000, they overlap. So you could walk from one end to the other end without all you need is a tchum. What? No, but it's open space. No, the open space, the city is like this. So if this space is less than 4,000, the open space is, right, the city looks like this, it's a C. This open space is less than 4,000. Because you could make a tchum. You don't have to. You could, theoretically. So you could spend the whole Shabbos walking back and forth in this open, no houses there. Open space. You could do that. If you wanted to. If it was 10,000 amas apart, you couldn't if you wanted to. You couldn't.
Why not? Because you had houses along the way, though.
No, but you're not near the houses.
You are. You have houses here.
The houses are along the curve. The Gemara is going to ask on Amud Beis, how far away is the center to the end? The Gemara is going to ask that question.
Less than 10,000. You're assuming it's a very long view.
Correct.
So you cannot get to
the Gemara is going to. Correct. The Gemara is going to ask that question. Does that have to be less than 2,000? The Gemara's answer that question on a base. Forget that question for a minute. The Gemara's going to say it's not going to make a difference. From here to here, in the open space, no houses. There's no houses. There's nothing there.
Right, but if you're walking along that line, imaginary line, and you're less than 2,000 from the house in the city, then you can walk there.
So the Gemara's going to say on a base, I could walk from one end to the other end, the long way.
Yes.
I could do that. It's one city. That I could do.
Therefore, you close it in.
Therefore, you close it back. Therefore, it's not going to matter how deep the hole is.
Yeah, because you know why? Because you follow the logic of the thing. If you have a round city and the city is huge.
Right, you can walk.
Squaring off the corners, from that diagonal, it could still be more than 2,000 hours also.
Correct. And he's right. That Gemara's going to answer that tomorrow. The end of tomorrow.
I'm
sure. But you hear what he's saying? You could walk the whole city inside.
Yeah.
No matter how big it is. It could be as big as the biggest city in the world. It'd make a difference. But outside, if it's less than 4,000, it's really one tchum. What if it's 10,000 amas apart? How are you getting from one to the other? You could walk the long way.
Right.
But you don't want to do that. It's too long. It's a very long... Can you walk the whole length of the outside? No. Like I say, where the string would be. This would be a vo, where the string would be. Could you walk the length where the string would be? No. If it's less than 4,000, yeah. So therefore, that's the cutoff. This whole din that we pretend there are houses in the open space is only if it's less than 4,000. Why? Because then it's a tchum anyway. Says Rashi, Nas is ir achas. It's as if it's one city, even though, between me, you, and the four walls, there are no houses here. Umodud in la min hayeser. The measurement begins by the string. Viroin ki'ilu hi malaya button. And we view it as if it's full of houses. Vim yoser, but if it's more than 4,000 amas apart, ein mitzdarfin osa lios achas, we can't combine it to be one city. Umodid in lamin akeshes l'kol echad ve'echad mi pesach beso. What does Rashi hold? Where do the 4,000 amas begin? If the area of the string is more than 4,000 amos, where does your tchum begin? From your house. Or actually from your house.
One second, so if you live in the middle of the city?
V'chalal ha'ir, she'ein bo batim, the open space where nobody lives, min hamidihi. That's part of the 4,000. That's part of your tchum. Where does the tchum begin? From your house. Tosfos argues, no, it doesn't begin from your house.
The last house.
What?
Maybe it begins near where it goes like this, you know?
It's not the last house of the city.
So Tosfos says like this. This is what Tosfos says. Even better than that. Tosfos says, let's say the area from here to here, the area of the string is 5,000 amos. As you walk deeper into the hole, it starts to shrink. At the spot where it's 4,000, that's where your tchum begins. You hear that?
So you can add more.
You can add more. Not the whole thing, because it's too big a top. At the string, it's too big. At some point, it's 4,000. At some point. That's where Yitzchum begins. That's Tosfos. It's very smart. So why should you lose that space? Anyway, you can make Yitzchum there. Right? It's 4,000. 4,000. 3,999. It's okay. Rashi says from your house. Everyone scratches it from your house. Mati's right. That's the end of the city. Buy your house. Tosfos, Mati's right. 100% Mati's right. I'll say even a bigger chiddush. You can even go 4,000 wherever the 4,000 stops. That's where it goes.
Giving us more area.
He's taking your idea and making it and just saying, okay, he's right. Rashi, just no one understands Rashi. Why is this talking from your house?
That's what I'm getting. Because even if it's 10,000 amos long,
right?
From this house to this line, let's say if it's less than 2,000, who cares how long this is? You follow?
Yeah. So the Gemara is going to ask that number base, and you can see it's not going to make a difference. You'll see. You'll wait for the Gemara. Have some patience.
And tomorrow.
Not that tomorrow.
No, but I can't go forward. Get over it.
Now we're going to have a little side tangent. Umi Amar Rav Huna Hachi? Did Rav Huna really say this? That what? That if you have 4,000 amos, you can combine a city? Is that true? Amar Rav Huna, Choma Seir, Shenifritza, B'meyev Ba'arboim V'achas V'shlish. If the city has a hole in it, there's a breach in the city. 141 and a third amos breach. Where did that number come from? That number came from as follows. We're going to learn that let's say a guy has a house. Let's say a guy is a city. And then 10 amos away from the city, this guy put up a house. 10 amos away. Right? We will learn this right outside the city. Not right outside. 10 amos away. Is that still considered part of the city? And then the 2,000 begins at this guy's house? So you're going to say, yeah. What if it's 20 amos away? Also good. Up to 70 amos away. If it's within 70 amos of the city, it's considered part of the city. And you can have a 70 amos and a house. Another 70 and a house. Another 70. You keep on doing that. So here, so what happened? Now, the other city, I want to walk to the other city, also has a guy has a house 70 amos away. So really, it's 141 amos away. The open space is really a double. It's 141. And that's okay. That's okay. Right? Make sense? So now, Rav Huna has a similar thing. There was a city, one city, and some bulldozer came one day, and the bulldozer was 141 amos wide and just destroyed, made a line, a destructive line through the city of 141 amos, made it into two cities. There's 141 amos of no man's land in between the two cities, like East Germany and West Germany, just no man's land in between the two cities. So now, can I carry from one part, half of the city to the other? So who is going to say, well, if it's less than 141, then yeah. Right? So one second. How come, by the case of the bulldozer, he holds if it's less than 141, it's okay. And what if it's 142? It's not okay. And by here, it's 4,000.
What is carrying?
Same story. Walking from one to the other. Walking. The case where the city became split in two, the shear is 141. 142, you can't carry, you can't walk, it's too far away. And by here, it's 4,000. What's the difference? So, you know, the difference is pretty obvious. But that's the Gemara's question. There was a wall of a city, and not just a wall, it means the whole city. Shenifritza, that I got a breach. 141 and a third. The third, you'll see where that third comes from. Amarababar ula lokasha. That's not a kasha. What's the difference between 141 and 4,000? I'll tell you the difference. Khan, over here by the bow, the city by the bow, beruach achas. It's one ruach. What does that mean? One ruach. What does that mean? One ruach. There's no breach in the city itself. The city is a continuous city. Just happens to be it's shaped like a bow. Khan, but the 141 mishtei ruchos. The city got cut in half. It's not comparable at all. It's not comparable at all. Therefore, when the city got cut in half, the shear is 141. Here, it's one city. It's much more makel. Up to 4,000. There's no breach in the city itself. My Kamashmalon, what are you trying to teach me here? The nose saying, Karfaf Lazu, Vakarfaf Lazu? That what? that you give one half of the city 70, and which is the size of a Karfath. The other half gets another 70 and change. And if we have 141 and change, that's the Chiddush. That's the Vuna's Chiddush. It's all on a tangent now. That's the Chiddush. Hamar v'chiddush Vuna chad 70. Said that already once. Ditnan, we learned. Nostin Karfath li'ir, divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says the city gets a Karfath, but the city gets an extra space. You only get space between two cities. In other words, Rameir would hold, if the city is in no man's land, there's the city out in the boondocks, the nearest city is 100 miles away. So the city doesn't get an extra 70 amas. But if there's another city right close by, then it does. I'm sorry, Rameir holds, it doesn't make a difference. Chachamim say, if it's between two cities, you get the 70. Is it 170 or is it 270s? Each city gets a 70? That's a machlokas. Vidmar, Rav Huna Amar, Karfif Lazu, Karfif Lazu. Rav Huna, the same Rav Huna, said, each city gets one. Rechir Barav Amar, Einos and Ela Karfif Achas Lashteim. No, he says only 170 for both cities. What do you see? The same Rav Huna said here that each city gets a 70. I need him to tell me that in the case of the one city that split in two, you also get 270s, it's obvious. The Gemara's good answer, you can't compare one city to two cities, right? Tzricha, diyashmin and hacha, if I had the case over here by one city, Rishon Dehavili Tzad had to make Kara. It was always one city. Aval Hassan, but in the case of one city, which came, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Diyashmin and hacha, if I only had the case of one city that got split in half, you know why you get extra space? Hacha, Mishum. It was always one city. Some crazy person came and split it in half.
An earthquake came,
exactly. Aval Hasam, but in the case of two cities, Emala, I would have said, why should each city get space? V'yashmin and Hasam, and if I only had the case of two cities, I would have said Hasam over there, Mishum de Dekicha Tashmish Saihu. Because people need some breathing space. People need breathing space. Right? As Rashi says over here, de Dekicha Tashmish Saihu. Beza Yoros Mamish, Dachika Tashmishitayo Bechad Karfav. Two cities only have one space in between them? There's no breathing room. You can't, no way to move your shoulders. It's so crowded. Hilkach Karfif Michashiv Lachal Echad Ki'ir Gufa. Lachal Echad Ki'ir Gufa. Each city gets one. Each city gets a little breathing space. 70 Amas. Vekiva de Tzarech Lei Havi Ki'ir. And since you need that space, you need some breathing space, it's considered part of the city. Therefore, when you combine, they get combined.
You still get a
carpet. Yeah,
the wall around each city.
I think that's coming up. It's coming up in Shabbos is daf. Avol hacha, but over here, the lo dachika tishmi sayhu. What do you mean breathing space? This is one city. Happens to me there was an earthquake. I got split in half. Aim Allah, I would have said no. So tzricha, so Rav Huna was necessary to tell me yet tzricha, you need it. Now, now comes Yossi's question. V'kama have ben yeser l'keshes. How much space is there between the string and the deepest point in the narrowest point, whatever, in the bow? How much is that space? Rabba bar Rav Huna amar apayim amah. Which is 2,000 amas. Only 2,000 amas. V'rava braid the Rabba bar Rav Huna amar afil yeser apayim amah. Even more, doesn't make a difference. Even more. It doesn't make a difference. Amar Abaya, Kavasid Barava, Darava, Bred Darav, Baravuna, Mistabra. I think Rav is right. That what? That it can be deeper than 2,000 Amas. Why? D'i Bai, Hadar, Asi, Derech, Batim. Because if you wanted, you could cross from one city to the other city by way of the houses. That's a bit of a longer walk. But you could do it. You could do it. Rashi says, D'i Bai, Hadar, Asi. Lamakom heter derech habatim. With the heter way, you walk down the street. Saviv hakeshes, around the bow, yachal lahalech ad shemagia le'echad min haroshim, you could go from end to end. Umisham yachal lahalech l'rosh ha'acher. You can go from one end to the other end. Sharei chamosehen nivla and zeh bezeh. Because once there's a wall, the whole city is considered one. V'kiven de beheter yachal lahalech l'makom heter. Since in a heter place, you could walk to another heter place. You could walk the whole city. Sulo aserle aruch hachelik l'shavik yishtei yaros. It's not too big that it has to be considered two cities. Ro'onoso ki'ilu havi malei abatim v'chateros. And it's considered as if the entire area is full of houses. Therefore, since I could walk that way around the city, therefore the distance doesn't make a difference.
Length is not so critical.
The length is not so critical.
So why the length of this of the thing?
The Me'iri asks that question.
What?
The Me'iri asks your question. He says, "Hiksha chedushi Me'iri, lefi svarazu, according to this logic, shall I boy hader asi derech batim? You can walk from end to end." It should be more if it's more than 4,000. Should be more, right? If you can walk from end to end. He doesn't really answer it. I'll read you the answer. I underlined it because I knew if someone was going to ask it, I also was bothered by that. You can walk from end to end. Derech HaBatim, through the city. This is the answer. You tell me, we can make figure this out together. She'ein dai b'tam ze levad kedei lahater. That's not enough of a reason to be mater the size of the string. Why not? She'af rava lo hitir el mishum she'ein ben shnei roshi hakeshes abad alafim alma. The only reason why Rava allowed it is because there was less than 4,000. The only reason he allowed the height could be a million, as long as it's less than 4,000. That's the only reason he mattered it. V'nimtza shechomoseihen muvlon zebezeh. Only then are the walls overlap. V'af hayeser rachok min akeshes yosem alpayim amam mikol makom. Even though the open space between the string and the inner city is more than 2,000, mikol makom. Only then can you walk through the houses. Didn't really answer it. But if the open space, the string is wider than 4,000, the heter of walking through the city doesn't apply.
Why not?
So he gave an answer. So only talking about where it's 4,000 or less. Why? I would venture to say that if it was more than 4,000, you could still walk from end of the city in the city. Right? You could walk as long as the city keeps on going, you could walk the whole city. The whole Manhattan. Maybe not. It's not contiguous. If it would be that this is a city that's the houses never stop, keep on going. So you have a bowl like that. It's a good question. The Eerie was bothered, the Rasha was bothered by it. They tried to give a dochic answer. Okay? Next. Then we said, Hayusham gedudios, gevoos asar tvachim. If there were some gedudios, we said breaches. My gedudios, what's a breach? Amar of Yehuda, shalosh mechitos. It's three walls, she'ein lehem tikra, doesn't have a roof.
Means ruins.
Ruins, I'm sorry. What is a ruin? It's like three walls without a roof. So outside the city, there's some ancient Indian ruin. Okay, good. You can include that. And you get more space. The city starts from that ruin. Ibailu, what about the following case? What about shtei mechitzos? What about two mechitzos? V'yesh aleihem tikra. But it has a roof. Mahu. Is that enough of a structure to extend the city? You hear that, Kasha? What's the story with that? Toshma. We have a bryas that it says all the things, many things now, that are going to extend the city. Eluhin, here we go. Tashma, Elushem is Abrin Ima. Nefesh, Shieshba Arba Amos, Al Arba Amos. A grave that's 4x4. It's a grave or it's a mausoleum, right? Yeah, it's a nice way to say it. Vagesher, a bridge. Doesn't mean a bridge, it means a bridge. Vakever, or a grave, Shieshbahen Beis Dira. But there's like a house there. Ubeis HaKnesses, a shul, Shieshba Beis Dira Lachazen. There's some room for the chazan to live in there. Right? If it's just a shul without a room like that, it would not count. Ubeis ovodas kochavim sheyesh ba beis dira lekomrim. Or a church. And there's a room there for the priest to sleep. So one of the achronim asks, how do you allow to have enough in that? How could that allow you to give extra space? What kind of halach is that? Is it right? How can you have a not from a church? Oh, thank goodness that church is there. Then we get extra space for the era, for the tom. Thank goodness. How could that be possible? Vavoros, vavoros, some kind of stable, right? Vaotros, a storehouse. Shebesados, the age ben beistir. But as long as they have to have someone to live there, that's to be spent. The horse doesn't count. It has to be a human being. Vaburgonin shebesocha, some kind of hut. Vabayis shebayam, a house in the sea. I don't know what that means. Rashi says b'ihayam, in the ocean, in the island. Right, like in North Carolina, they have like that little island right near the mainland, something like that. Right, if Liberty Island would be 70 amos within Manhattan, that would count, or Brooklyn, that would count too. Right, a little tiny island.
To allow you walk in the sea, what are you walking at?
What?
Beyond there is the sea, isn't it? How would it help you?
No, walk? Maybe in the island. You want to spend Shabbos on the island? I don't know. How are you gonna get there? Right. Hare Elu Misarbanim, all that counts. The Elu She'ein Mitzarbanim, this doesn't count. Nefresh, Nefreshah, Mitzdei Ruchaseh, Eilech Ve'eilech. If the house, the grave is split in half. V'agesher, V'akeva, She'ein L'beis Dira. The bridge or the cave doesn't have a house. Beis HaKnesset, She'ein L'beis Dira L'chazen. The shul doesn't have a place for the chazen to sleep. Beis Avodos Kachavim, She'ein L'beis Dira L'komrim. The church doesn't have a room for the priest to sleep. V'avaros, V'otros, the stable or the ustoros, She'besados, She'ein L'hem Beis Dira. They don't have a Beis Dira. Ubar, V'siach, U'ma'ara. All three different kinds of pits. The geder, a wall, the shovech, or something where the birds go, shebesocha, that are in it. The abayis, shebesvina, or a house on a boat. Ein elu misarben ima. None of that is good. The kash is from the very first one. The very first, ketani mias, the very first one was, nefesh shenifresha mistei ruchasel. It's some kind of house over a grave, got split in half. Now, if a house gets split in half, what's left? Two walls and a roof. And if you see, it's not good. My lab, the Ikatikra? Isn't it mean that there was a roof there? Our question's answered. No, lo, the Lakatikra, there was no roof. And the question remains unanswered. Now, Bayit Shebiyan Lamachazi, what do you do with a house in the sea? What kind of house is that? What's that good? What do you do with that? Amr of Papa. No, they use that house to clear out the ships. Uma'ara, and we said if there's a cave, ain misabrenima, that doesn't count. Vatani Rabkhiya Ma'ara misabrenima does count. Amarabaya, no. Bishayesh binyan al piha, because there's a house there. That's why it counts, because there was a house. So Vatavishum binyan gufa. So use it, so the answer should be it's good because it's a house.
Not the cave.
It's not the cave. No. That wasn't big enough. And the cave came along to give it the right shear. It wasn't big enough. Rashi says, Ain im ain habinyan royal adira. He goes, Ain ba dalad al dalad. Dahanyale mara la shumi. The house is not big enough. And the cave came and made the house. You need both. Okay. Amr of Huna, Yoshve Tzrifin. If people that live in a Tzrifin, what are Tzrifin? Some kind of tent. Right? A hut. Ain modin lahen el pesach batein. Guy lives in a hut, so we said a house is good. A shul with a house with a room, all those things are good. A guy lives outside in a tent. Some homeless man, that doesn't count, right? Guy lives in a tent, right? That doesn't count. Doesn't count, right? Doesn't count. The time it's not considered a house. A guy, some homeless guy, lost his job. So he's living under the bridge.
We said a little house 4x4 amos.
It's a house. This is not a house.
4x4 amos is a house.
Yeah, it's a small house. Right.
That's 4x4 amos.
What?
I think 4x4 amos.
No.
We're talking about a guy who lived in a homeless man who put up a little thing. He's sleeping in there. A cardboard box. That's not a house. That doesn't count. It's a good one. The guy's living in a cardboard box. That doesn't count. Shkoyach. What do you mean it doesn't count? Didn't they live that way in the Midrash for 40 years? Must have been Chizda. It says, V'yachinu ala yardin mibeit ha'yishimos. Right? They encamped. Why the Gemara picks this pasuk, I don't know. V'yom ha'rabba bar barachana. I saw that place where they camped. V'havi t'lasi ha'parsi al t'lasa parsi. It was 3x3 parsa. It's a huge area. It was a lot of people. Fatanya, Kishay Nifnin, when they had to go to the bathroom, Ain't niftin elif lolif neivol neivol achreim. They would not go to the right or to the left or in front because it could be they were going to go that way and it would be a big bizarre for the Aron HaKodesh to see that. So they only went behind. Rashi says because they would never go backwards.
This ain't going to be
the whole thing. I know what's going on here. Anyway, Amalei Rava. So what do you see? That's why they brought this pasuk when they stopped already eating. But anyway, what do you see? That they lived in these temporary things and it was considered valid houses. Amalei Rava. Did they midbar come out of that? You bring me a riot from the midbar. Since Hashem said stop, go. Kiman dekvil hudam. That's not a guy living in a cardboard box. The midbar, that's not what it was like. Hashem said, okay, we're going to be here for the next 15 years at this spot, right?
What's the right from this Gemara? They didn't see how they were living. They said they live in a big encampment.
Yeah. And they have to go to the bath, they have to get up, walk outside. Okay. That was perfectly okay.
Yeah.
A guy lives in the middle of the Machne. He was able to walk the entire length of the Machne and go to the bathroom. Right? The Gemara just said, if you live in a cardboard box, your tchum starts at the cardboard box. Not by the guy 5 feet away from you. Not by his, but by yours. So here you see, that wasn't true. You were able to walk to the edge of the machane. That was more than 2,000 amas. It was 3 parsa. Amar of Chanina bar of Kahana, Amar of Ashi, Im yesham shalosh chateros shal shnei batim hukvu. If there are three chatzers with 2 houses, a little shanty town, everybody's living there in cardboard boxes, then it might have the status of a city. Amar Yehuda Marav, Yoshe Tzrifin, listen to this. Yoshe Tzrifin, people who live like that, Holchei Midbarios, or people that travel in the desert, the Bedouins, Chayei Einon Chayin, that life is not a life, that's not a life. Unishayin Ubnein Einon Shalahem, their wives and their kids are not even theirs. So much fooling around going on, so much, it's impossible to guard. Tanya Nami Hachi, Elazar Ishbira Omri, Omer, Yoshe Tzrifin, people that live in these kinds of houses, Ki Yoshe Kvarim, it's like they live in a grave. And about the daughters of Omer, it says, "Are Roshochei from Kol Behema." You hear that? My time, why? Ula Amar she'ain lehem achetot. They don't have any baths. So what happens? Except for what? They don't have any baths. What? No, that's not the reason. When they go down to find somewhere to wash, they leave the women alone, and they're prey to who knows who. And Rabbi Yochanan Amar Bnei Shemargishin Zelazeb Tvila. Since there's nowhere to go to the mikvah, they would go in groups and would go in groups. So when they go in groups, the ones that don't go are left alone. What's the difference between these two reasons? It could be now. The difference is that the Nahar is Samach Lebeta. What if there's a river right nearby? So then the tefillah issue is not an issue, but the men issue is still an issue. Amar of Huna, Kol Ir She'ein Ba Yerek, any city that doesn't have any vegetables, Ain't Tamachacham Roshay Ladarba. Tamachacham not live in such a city without vegetables. Can't live without vegetables. You hear this? Look at the bottom Tosos. Pirish, Lefi, Shenikach Bezul. It's very inexpensive. V'yachal La'asot P'Torah. Then you have what to eat and you can learn Torah. So V'had Amar Perek Tolin. But we learned the Perek Tolin. Bar Be Rav. Lo Yachal Yarka Mishum De Garir. He wouldn't eat vegetables because it made him eat more. And then he became a pig. He wouldn't do that. Mashma shegar v'lahotzi harbe ba'achilas lechem, that the vegetables cause you to eat a lot. Says Tosfos, not all vegetables are created equal. Hasa mairi biyarek chai. That was talking about raw vegetables. Avol mavushal, but if you cook them, tov matzbiya b'davar kal. They're very light and they fill you up very easily. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Lememra the yerek ma'alya. The yereks are a good thing. V'atanya shosha marvinet hazevel. 3 things make more manure. The kofin as a koma and cause you to bend down. The note lenachas mechamish meos meir einav shel adam, and it takes away 1/500th of your eyesight. The elohain, and these are them. Pas kibar, kind of coarse bread. The sheikha chalash, new beer. The yarek and vegetables. Vegetables doesn't seem to be a good thing. Lo kasha ha bekum v'tumi v'karti. Good vegetables are tumi and karti. Karsi's leek. What's tumi?
Garlic.
Faha, b'shayir kib. The other vegetables, they're no good. Kidatanya. Shum yerek. Shum, garlic is yerek. Karkrishin, chatzi. That's a half a yerek. That's a half a vegetable. That's a little bit alright. That's a half a vegetable. Nira tznon, if you see a radish, nira tam chayim. Ah, that's the tam chayim, radishes. Ay, vatanya, nira tznon, nira tam moves. The exact opposite. That's death. No, lo kasha. Khan, what is it bad? But, oh, the leaves. Khan, beimos. When is it good? The fruit itself. Khan, or another shot. Khan, when is it good? Bimosachama, in the summer. Khan, when is it bad? Bimosach shamim, in the winter time. Okay?
Did your mother say
you'll
eat your vegetables?
Hmm?
Your mother always said to eat your vegetables.
So should we just get to the two dots? Get to the one dot? Huh? No, I can't. No. All right, we'll stop right here. What?
Did your mother always tell you to eat your vegetables?
Yeah. Yeah. So all right, we'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow.
He asked, he said,